Hello, tribe. So welcome to the first weekend since, or full-fledged weekend, where we have a weekend motivator and you are a tribe member. So I wanted to focus today's recording on like just the best tips for going into the weekend. So I've always had like this strong passion about weekends that a lot of us do really well through the week. So we're able to, you know, like get into routines. I hear all the time, I food prep Monday through Friday, like all the things. And then on the weekends, we blame the weekend, or we blame the lack of a routine, or we blame not being at work as to why it's so hard. That is not why it's hard. Here's why it's hard. It's because you think weekends are different than the week. They're not different. There may be other activities, there may be other things, but you either are committed through the week and doing shit, and committed on the weekends and doing shit for the weekend, or you're not. We're either committed or we aren't, right? It's not that weekends have sports, and weekends have travel, and weekends have restaurants, and weekends have all these other things. It's like, I don't care. You know what we have? The decision as to what we put in our mouth. Like, if you really start thinking about on the weekends, the only thing that will make it difficult is me insisting that somehow weekends are harder for me to decide what to put in my mouth. That's the fundamental thing. So what I want, this is how I encourage people to do the weekends. You have to gain authority over them, which means from the very beginning, in order to gain authority, we have to take authority. And the easiest way to take authority is to not make it complicated. So, you are going to make a realistic weekend plan. If your family goes out to eat and you've been doing that on the religion, unless you're highly motivated and not likely to be tempted, don't fucking plan a salad and water. Plan what you know you can commit to. You have to be willing to honor your plan. If your family normally goes out on the weekends for ice cream, unless you're highly motivated, do not sit there and say, I'm not going, or I'm going to go there and I'm going to sit and I know it's going to be as hard and I'm just going to have to watch them. Like, that is not the way to lose weight. We are not trying to figure out a way for you to run the gauntlet of weight loss. We're trying to help you figure out, how am I going to lose weight in a way that I love the process, that I like what I'm learning about myself, that I get to enjoy it, and it makes sense. And then as I figure stuff out, I'll figure out other things. The biggest mistake that I see most people do is go into that first weekend thinking they're going to be some kind of like clean eating perfection goddess, and then they bomb, and then they beat the fuck out of themselves up all weekend long thinking they're a loser, and then they give a half-ass effort on week two. We are not doing that. That is not what this tribe is about, and that is not what you joined for. So, whether you're new or you have been with me 2 years and you've been perfection goddess for 2 years, this is the weekend we do it different. Because this is the weekend that we're all going to be realistic. We're going to honor our plans, but we're going to honor ourselves first. You have to honor yourself before you honor the plan. So I want you figuring out your weekend food plan with compassion, understanding, knowing that this may not be how you do your weekend planning 50 pounds from now, but the first like 5 or 6 can for fuck sure look like this. We need to be where we're at. So we are all about PNP, making progress. We are not about perfection here. If you're a perfectionist, this is the first habit we're breaking, because it fucking sucks and it doesn't get you weight loss. So we are going to learn that weight loss is always going to be about you collecting as much progress as you can. Sometimes that progress is learning how to meet yourself where you're at right now so that you can get to where you want to go later. It also means that sometimes you're going to hit brick walls, and the part of progress is hitting a brick wall and figuring out what's not working so that you can go on to the next thing to try to see if you can get things to work. So, your homework this weekend, everybody, regardless of how long you've been with PNP, You're going to make realistic plans for the weekend. And you're going to really visualize yourself doing that realistic plan. And if you can't visualize yourself doing it and liking it and enjoying it and it being really easy to overcome any kind of bullshit thinking, go back and redo it. Do not keep a plan that already feels like it's going to be, you know, hiking Mount Kilimanjaro. So that's really the only homework we have this weekend. It's just, let's go into it. Let's play around with our twos. Let's challenge ourselves to stop eating before we think we, like, want to. Let's really just be open. I promise you, the more we learn that weight loss doesn't have to be a shit show, that it gets to be something that we learn to enjoy, that we learn to, like, figure out more about ourselves, you start changing your life. And you start changing your weight. All right, guys, y'all have a good one. Talk to you soon.